Reach Out and Respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
Yeah, hey, thank you for joining me. In a few moments, Mike will be back. We'll get an update on where we stood. I was just saying to Maggie during the break, and thank you. Some people are writing saying, hey, Maggie's been a great addition to the Drew Mariani Show. God has a way of working things out. You know, I all throughout my life, I'll share with you a quick personal story. I didn't intend to share this with you because I want to talk to you about something I read that I think you're going to appreciate from Professor Robert George. You know, I look back at the span of my life, and God often uses the most inept, unqualified people, right? He qualifies the unqualified, and I'm certainly the unqualified, right? I look at David. I go back to the Old Testament, right? He takes this shepherd boy, right, who goes out and he kills a giant, and he slays Goliath and goes on to be the king of Israel, and from his line comes the line of Christ, right? Comes Jesus. The Lord can use anybody. Any way that he so chooses. And, you know, when I got out of college, my desire was just to anchor TV news. I was going to be a journalist and do evening news. You'd see me somewhere tonight in major market or network, wherever I'd be. And that's not God's plan for me. And he called me into documentary work, but he sent me people, qualified people, who really helped me learn the craft. You know, production people and writers and directors and producers, and I became good at it. I won all sorts of awards in that field. And I loved it. That's all I ever wanted to do, right? I love the creative. I love the editing. I love the location travel. I love the shooting. I loved working with the music composers. I loved all of it. It was awesome. And what ended up happening, right? The Lord stripped me of everything. He took it all away from me, drove me to my knees. But that was a school of learning. It was a school of education for me, and he exposed me to things that defied logical or scientific explanation. I saw statues weep. I was in jungles when the Virgin Mary appeared to seers. I've seen food multiply. I've seen people miraculously healed. I had encounters that were just unbelievable. I've seen his providence in unbelievable ways. Why? Because part of my mission in life was to be here for you. And he opened this door in talk radio, and I never wanted to do talk radio. My father was a radio broadcaster for years. I thought it was old school. I'm like, radio? That's so 1950-something. You know, I was all about TV. This is where the Lord wanted me, you know. And he puts people in our lives. He's going to put people in your lives. That'll be your mentor. He'll be your guide. And the Lord sometimes has multiple missions for you in life. You know, Maggie, I know the same thing for you. I mean, you've worked in all sorts of different fields. And do you ever think you'd be a producer on a national drive time show? Probably not, right?
No.
So here you sit. And that's why, as I started this thing, people were saying, hey, it's great you added her. I really didn't. God has always sent me people for whatever I did, whether it was broadcasting or production, that he wanted in the mix for some reason.
Well, I just want to say, personally, Relevant Radio was the thing that really nurtured me on my walk. Mom told me about the chaplet 6 years ago.
I love your mom already.
I know. She knew that, I mean, her mom had a great devotion to Divine Mercy. And I started listening. I would, if I wasn't in a meeting at 3 o'clock, I would steal away to an empty room or a conference room, and I would listen to you, and I would write my intentions on
That's
a sticky
so
note.
Cool.
And so my notebooks were all filled with sticky notes of all of my Divine Mercy intention prayers. And here I am. I don't know. Here I am 5 years later with you, and this is, I don't understand it, and I probably
part of God's plan.
Never will.
Yeah. And I think you're going to bring a lot of value. And people are saying that already. They're emailing, they loved your story. And, you know, Maggie's been sent to us. And I really believe that Jake, who was with me for years, brought such value, too. Yeah. He was one of the best I've ever seen in terms of production and audio. And you know, I miss him. He's done a great job, and I wish him well. He just texted me earlier today. But good to have you on board with us, Maggie. And it's good to be here with you. I'm here because God wants me here for
Amen.
You today. And I invite you to be here for me and for so many other souls. You can join us at 877-291-0123 or make a pledge online. If you can help Relevant, please do. I want to talk to you about some other things, though, because this is not all pledge. You know, last hour was crazy, by the way. I just got a call report. It's stunning the amount of money that has come in. I'm sure Mike Kendall, who's going to join me in a few minutes, will be sharing those numbers. I'll tell you where we ended up, okay? That's coming up in a minute. The heroic giving here is just Gosh, you exemplify Christianity. You exemplify one of the greatest of all the virtues, charity. You know, really, it's just so amazing. These pledge drives are, this is Thursday. We're 20-some hours away from the end of this pledge drive, you know? We're about 24, 25 hours away. It's crazy. It really is the giving. So we need some heroic giving today. If you want to join me, be part of my family, be part of the show, say you value the Drew Mariani Show and the network, then give us a call at 877-291-0123. Donations are matched dollar for dollar in this hour, and of course you can also give online. I came across something I wanted to share with you. It was a post by, as I said, probably one of the most brilliant men I know. And Father Spitzer, I say the same thing about, you know, he's one of these intellects that's off the charts. Professor Robert George of Princeton is up there as well. I think he deserves to be on the Supreme Court. And I hope one day he gets that appointment. If God ends my vocation here as a broadcaster, puts me in the world of politics, and I can nominate a Supreme Court justice one day, that's not going to happen. But Drew for president, right? That is probably not going to happen. This is the guy that's top of my list. I'm telling you, I love him. He is the most insightful public intellectual in our country today. And he's got a Facebook page. Yesterday, he said this. I just want to share what he said. See if you agree or disagree, okay? I'll give you a little checklist. He said, crime wave in cities across the country. Check. Dramatic rise in first-time gun ownership. Check. Inflation at a rate not experienced before anyone. Inflation at a rate not experienced before by anyone under the age of 40. Check. Right? National debt on a scale that is unimaginable until virtually yesterday. Check. Entirely avoidable humanitarian catastrophe and a national humiliation in Afghanistan. Check, check, right? Absolutely. A global pandemic with mutating virus, most likely resulting from a leak in a Chinese lab from a virology lab that's been receiving U.S. funding. Check. Deteriorating racial relations with just about everyone feeling victimized, aggrieved, and no actual progress being made. Check. Right. Schools degenerating into indoctrination camps, provoking a national parents' rebellion. Check, right? Turn on your news. You're going to see every one of these things, right? The rich, especially the super rich, getting richer and woker while the working class and the poor of all races and ethnicities, they get poorer, and their moral values get trashed. That's so true. Check, right? Absolutely. Their moral values get trashed. It's unfortunate. All the ingredients are there, he continued, for no sane person would want to see that happen in the United States of America. And then he concluded with the Latin word oremus. And that means, let us pray. Right? And that's what we need. That's the only answer for the country right now. Let us pray. You know, the only thing I wish he would add to that list, one more thing, right? One other thing that we've talked about, and Professor George, he gave you a pretty thorough list, was a nation totally confused about the biological realities of sex, right? Don't you agree with that one too, Jack? This gender fluidity and you know, athletes, male athletes taking girl scholarships in high school and going to the Olympics, and it's a mess. Parents giving their kids hormones before they can, you know, I won't go down the path. I mean, we can elaborate, opine and pontificate about, you know, any one of those things. I'm not going to do that. But he's right about all of them. And look, you've been hearing these things from great guests on the show. I had a wonderful conversation with a guy named Barry Latzer. He's an eminent criminologist who taught for years at the John Jay School in New York. And he gave his analysis of why there's a crime wave going on across the country. You got it right here on the Drew Mariani Show. I talked with a Second Amendment attorney, a guy named David Koppel, about what's driving the increase in first-time gun ownership. Of course, we bring you Peter Grandage, right, who's been giving his analysis about our national debt, about inflation, about where things are heading on this show for years. People are like, oh, he's so negative. Everything this guy has said so far is spot on. I agree with about 96, 97% of what he says. He's right on, and his vision of what was coming was pretty darn accurate. And, you know, giving financial counsel to our listeners, they want to hear. You know, some people want to, you know, he won't give personal, you know, counsel on the air, but he does bring you the truth. We're giving you some analysis of Afghanistan, the situation this week as that news broke. You've been hearing weekly now from great experts on COVID-19, like Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, Dr. Robert Tabali, Dr. Barbara Golder, right? We've talked race relations. We've covered that with people like Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, Ryan Bomberger, Dr. Carol Swain. I brought you experts like Noel Merring and some of my favorite guests, Teresa Farnan, who've been updating you about what's going on in our schools, right? About this wokeism, this redefinition, this indoctrination with schools like, you know, states like Oregon dropping requirements to even have to have a level of proficiency in reading, writing, or math just to graduate. What? That's insane. That's insane. Professor Robert George is also right. And I want to re-echo this point, and I'm going to take a break. And I hope you will support the show. I'm going to ask you to do that. I have about 45 minutes left with you today. I hope if you value the guest I bring and the look at life that I am able to offer to you, the experts that I'm able to bring before you, the conversations, the intellectual exchange that takes place between listeners and guests here, then support us. Please, we need you. The country needs you. We need a network that's going to address these issues without waving a partisan flag, right? We need to have a Catholic framework for this. We need to look at it through that lens. I think that's where we see things the clearest and in the most balanced way. So support us at 877-291-0123. You can also go to relevantradio.com or use the mobile app, and I'd be grateful if you did. I'll conclude with this thought here, okay, and I'll take a short break, and I'm going to come back and share some other stuff with you. Professor George concluded that whole litany of things. It's easy to get depressed and scared and worried and say, oh, what's going to happen to the future of the country? What's going to happen to my kids? Oh, my gosh. Right? What Scripture tells? What did John Paul say when he stepped out to the loggia after he was elected as Pope? Be not afraid. Right? Be not afraid. Professor George, he says, oremus, Latin for let us pray. We need to pray. We need to hope and not worry, like Padre Pio says. That's why we pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet on the show every day. That's why we pray the Family Rosary with Father Rocky every evening. It's only in prayer that these things are going to be resolved. And you're not going to be praying about it. You're not going to be praying about what's, you know, afflicting our nation or our world on just any network. You can scan your dial right now. Go ahead. Up and down it. You might get some vitriolic exchange. You might get some liberal or partisan politics. You might get some conservative talk. You might get some country music. I mean, you're going to get a lot of other things, but you're not going to get what you get here. You're not going to get a look at life through the eyes of faith, and you're certainly not going to get prayer. That's the great thing about Relevant Radio. We know where the answers lie. We know who to turn to for the answers. Can you help us? Make a pledge now if you can. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.
This week is just flying by, and we have only the rest of today and tomorrow to reach our need of $2.7 million. Hi, everyone. This is Father Rocky. And if you haven't had a chance to give yet, please consider becoming a member of our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society. Our St. Joseph members donate at least $25 a month on a recurring basis. Knowing that we can count on those gifts every month reduces our mailing cost. Our St. Joseph Recurring Gift Society members receive several spiritual benefits throughout the year, including being remembered in prayer perpetually on the feast days of St. Joseph. You can learn more about that at relevantradio.com/Joseph. We have 100% dollar-for-dollar match this hour, so reach out and respond and have your gift of any amount doubled. Please call us at 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, 877-291-0123, or relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
Well, thank you, Father, and what an hour. What an hour we just had. It's Mike Kendall and Drew Mariani with the Reach Out and Respond Pledge Drive. We had put out, as you call it, Drew, a big cup. We put out a big cup last hour. We asked for $100,000. I thought we were going to fall a little short. And then just as I was thinking that, I got an email from Nancy Jensen, who let me know that Edward in Buffalo Grove, Illinois, made a $10,000 pledge.
Gosh.
Edward, thank you, thank you, thank you. Wow. Thank you. Our partners are matching every size gift, so that means $20,000 for Relevant Radio, and we are ready to start to move ahead to this hour. Let's see what we can do this hour.
Unbelievable.
How much can we raise in the 4 o'clock hour? Well, I'll tell you what, I have a good feeling about this because we have had a terrific day. We've punched through the $100,000 in 1 hour mark, so
wow.
Now the next goal is to get to $2 million, not in an hour, but we're just $1,000 away from $2 million right now for our total of the week. So before this break ends, Drew, we're gonna achieve the $2 million mark. Who's going to push us over? How about calling now, 877-291-0123. If you're online now, you might be the one to make us cross the $2 million mark. RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Those are the ways to give. There's also an additional way to give. If you've already donated or you can't afford to make a pledge, pray. In fact, that's the one thing all of us can do. Say a little prayer for the Relevant Radio Pledge Drive this week, and by tomorrow afternoon around this time, we'll be crossing the $2.7 million mark and hitting our need, and I think we're going to make it. I've got a really good feeling. So, Drew, we're just seconds away from hitting $2 million for the week.
Mike, that's unbelievable. You can be the person in this pledge drive to help us cross that line. Why not make the pledge right now? Maybe you're just getting out of work. Maybe you're just getting in the car. Maybe you're just turning us on. We've got a dollar-for-dollar match today. We only have about 40 minutes left in my broadcast today, and tomorrow is it. We are in the final hours of the Relevant Radio Pledge Drive, so we could use you right now. It's a great time to give. I'm going to ask you to go online, too, and make your pledge there. We'd love to hear from you at relevantradio.com or using the mobile app. You'll get emailed a special MP3 on, it's called Bring Them Back, and it'll really give you some great strategies on how to talk to your loved ones who may not love the Lord as deeply as you do or might be a little confused. Call now, too. If you need to use the phone, it's 877-291-0123. Mike, that's unbelievable giving those last 2 hours. Unbelievable.
Absolutely. Unbelievable. And there we go. We just hit the $2 million mark. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You are so good.
Wow.
Respond. Reach out and respond at 877-291-0123. That's a big milestone, but we have a long way to go. Let's hear from you now.
Yeah, so good to be with you today. Thank you for your generosity. I mean, I'm going to give thanks to God for you tonight. I really am. I love what I do. I'm so passionate about it, and I feel privileged to be able to open the microphones and take a look at life, to make a difference. You know, I watch the news just like you do. I read, you know, the paper and check out the internet sites, and my frustration level, oh, man, it gets high. And I turn to my wife, and I say to her, I am so glad that I have a microphone. I am so glad that I have a platform. And my heart goes out to people who sit there on their couch or their lazy boy or whatever you sit in, right? Your rocking chair, you know, and your bed, and you're watching the news and you're saying, oh, my gosh, what the heck is the matter? You know, you just want to scream and you're thinking, how did we get here? I know how frustrating it could be because I'm with you. I really am. But then I have the unbelievable privilege of being able to say, look, I want to bring the light of Christ. I want to bring the teaching of the church. I want to bring an intellectual, respectful exchange, and I want to bring rationality and sanity to the table. That's what I want to do. And I want those to be the ingredients of our dialogue. And I think that's why you value this show. I think that's why you found it. I think that's why you listen to it. You can do me a favor. Okay, I'll ask you to do me a personal favor. Just tell one other person about the show. Get them plugged in, because not only will you expose them to what we do here from the chaplet and our look at life, but you'll also expose them to Relevant Radio in general. There's such great programming from early in the morning all the way throughout the day. I mean, whether you wake up with morning air or you sign off praying the rosary of Father Rocky or in the middle of the night you catch the rebroadcast or something, it's such a blessing. It really is such a blessing to be able to talk with you. So thank you. I just want to say thank you. I'm really feel kind of emotional today for some reason. Maybe it's this overwhelming giving that I've seen. So Appreciate it. I want to talk to you about one other thing, if we can. I want to hear from you, too. I'm going to open the phones. My studio number, it's good all the time for you. It's 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. I want to hear about a couple things here. One, why you gave to Relevant or how it touched you. But I also want to hear about tithing. You know, as Catholics, I think we're pretty bad. And I don't want a broad brush because the heroic generosity I just say today, you know, I saw today, I've got to say, whoa, be careful. But, you know, as Catholics, I know some give, some don't. There's a biblical principle. And sometimes there was a period when I was on the fence with this. I mean, Peter Grange has been on my program, the financial guy, and he swears by it. Dave Ramsey has talked about this. Maggie has practiced it. You know, there's a lot of people who believe it. And one thing as Catholics, and we can talk about it now, that we don't talk a whole lot about is this principle of tithing. And again, it's not something that appears in the New Testament, but it does appear in the Old Testament, right? It does. So it's hard for our Catholics, I think, sometimes to get our head around the idea of giving 10% of what comes in to the church, giving it back to God, right? 10%, that's a lot of money, right? The question that often comes up, and I got to be honest with you, I'm not the expert on tithing here, you know, and there's a lot of nuance to this. Maggie might be able to help me because of what Ramsey and others have said. The 10%, is it before taxes or is it after taxes, right? And I think that's a personal thing. Personally, that's my take on it. I mean, you pay your taxes, whatever you're left. Some people tithe. Some people say, no, you know, give to Caesar what Caesar's, but I'm going to give to God what's God. I'm going to give him the 10% right off the top. So let's just say, you know, you make 50 grand a year, right? Can you give God $5,000? Can you give it to him right off the top? Or do you wait till your taxes are taken out and give him, you know, 3 grand or whatever's left? I don't know how you do it, but, you know, depending on your income, I mean, it can add up to be a lot of money. And somebody might say, wow, you know, if I could pay off a medical bill or I could pay down a credit card or, you know, I can add that to my student debt or, you know, I mean, there's a lot of debts we all have, right? We all have it. So instead, it's going to church. And a lot of people think, I don't want to spend my money that way. Tithing really is an act of trust in God. And that's really a good thing. Dave Ramsey had some wonderful, wonderful insights on this. We don't have time for that right now, do we, Maggie? All right, so what I'll do, I'm going to take a break. And when we come back from our break, I want to share with you some of what Dave Ramsey had to say about tithing. And I'd also like to hear from you. Have you learned to give? And I'd love to hear your stories. I mean this. I'd really like to hear how God has given back to you. You might have given the relevant. I hear testimonies all the time of how God gives back. And sometimes it's dollar for dollar. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's an answered prayer. Sometimes it's a promotion. Sometimes it's a new relationship. God answers prayers in lots of different ways. And sometimes we may never see it on this side of the veil, right? We may have our treasure awaiting us, you know, where moth and rust cannot devour it, right? That may be awaiting for us in our eternal home. And I'll be honest with you, I'd much rather have it waiting for me there than on this side of the veil. I heard a priest say the other day, you know, you don't see a U-Haul behind that funeral hearse, right? You're not going to take what you have. God might have blessed you with a lot of stuff. It's going to go to the kids or to the foundation or to the charity or to whatever, where we decide to leave it. So if you can use it now for good, I invite you to do that. You know, why not put God to the test? We'll talk a little bit about it when I come back. I'd love to hear your stories, though. So call me in the studio, 888-914-9149. If you can help, I really want to invite you to be as generous as you can in this final hour. We're a long way from our goal still, so we need some heroic giving. Go to relevantradio.com or use your mobile app. Those are the best ways to give, and I guarantee you, you will be blessed abundantly for it. You can't outgive God.
We've heard from so many great Relevant Radio listeners in the last hour or so. We can't thank you enough. Harley, listening in northern Wisconsin, he's been a supporter of Relevant Radio for over 20 years because he says Relevant Radio brings people back to the church. Well, you're right, Harley. Thank you for your ongoing and very generous support. Jim in Merrillville, Indiana, years ago was driving his work truck and just kind of scrolling through the radio dial, and he found Relevant Radio, and he says that moment helped him bring him back to his faith. He's thankful for that day. Well, Jim, we're so glad you found us, and we're so glad that you have helped pitch in on our Reach Out and Respond pledge drive. It's Mike Kendall and Drew Mary Giuliani, and I don't know, Drew, maybe we can do another $100,000 hour. We're $14,000 in already this hour, so anything's possible. We have 33 minutes left on the clock for this hour, and every pledge that comes in will be matched 100%, including earlier a $10,000 gift from Edward in Buffalo Grove, Illinois. Now, he said he listens for three things: hope, joy, and learning. And he says that we give that to him every day. Well, Drew, you know that big giving begets big giving, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Well, we just got another $10,000 gift, I'm told.
Wow.
Dolly from San Francisco, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's fantastic.
Thank
Dolly,
you, thank you, thank you. That'll get us closer. Wow.
Well, that's unbelievable giving. Hey, you know, thank you. I know not all of us can give it that capacity. If you can, please do that. Mike, I mean, you hold out a big cup here. I'm exhausted, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, $100,000? I would love to see it. We've had unbelievable hours. The giving this pledge drive has just been, it's been heroic. It's been off the charts. Look, I invite you to join us. I know you might just be tuning in. We've got a dollar-for-dollar match. We've had an unbelievable day. We really have. The first 2 hours of this broadcast just shown heroic generosity. I invite you to join us. Join the party. You're going to be glad you did. You're going to feel good when you make that pledge. You're going to see the fruit of it, I promise you, in the days ahead. You can do it by donating online at relevantradio.com or using the mobile app. If you say, Drew, I don't have that technology, then call us at 877-291-0123. But we really would love you to do it online. It's perhaps the best way. As I was sharing a little bit earlier, we have limited volunteers or limited operators to take your calls. So online, relevantradio.com. Mike?
And you hear all these names that we mentioned throughout Pledge Week, and you think, oh, there's just so many people giving, I don't need to give. That is so untrue. At the end of the week, there'll be maybe 13, 14,000 people who give. We have hundreds of thousands of listeners. So we're asking you to be a part of the small percentage of Relevant Radio listeners who give to our mission. You be one of those who not only listen and grow in your faith, but you share your faith with others. Give now at relevantradio.com. Do it right now.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
Yeah, thanks for joining us, man. Unbelievable giving. I'm grateful for it. We are approaching the end of my day. I only have a few minutes left with you today. I'll take a few of your calls. If you want to join me in the studio, it's 888-914-9149. I do want to talk a little bit about tithing. I just want to hear your stories. I could share a million stories of how God has given back to me when I've given to him. I know he's done the same thing for you. Maybe you can testify to that. I'd love to hear from you. Keep phones ringing, though, if you could. If you value Relevant Radio and you love what we do and you like this program, go to relevantradio.com or go to your mobile app. Make a pledge. It's tax deductible, and it will be matched dollar for dollar for the next, they told me this hour, next 34 minutes or so, I think, next 24 minutes. 26 minutes, I'm told by Maggie. So you can do it that way, or you can call 877-291-0123. Let me take a quick call. We'll go to California. Roberto, good afternoon.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, brother. Hanging in there. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Doing somewhat okay.
How can we help you? What's going on?
I just have a few issues going around in my life and stuff like that, and I'm really starting to seek God again, and it seems like the more I seek him, the more bad things seem to happen to me, more obstacles seem to get in my way, and I keep having these defects that will affect the relationship I'm in, and I don't want to get it to a point where I lose that relationship.
Yeah. Well, look, Roberto, you're not alone. And I'll tell you what, I know exactly what you're going through. And I got to tell you, what you're engaged in right now is kind of a spiritual battle. There's some spiritual warfare going on in your life right now. As you get closer to the Lord, your enemy, the evil one, Satan, he wants to keep you separated from God. He doesn't want you growing in holiness. He doesn't want you fulfilling the mission that God has created for you, that he's destined you to fulfill. He doesn't want you to be united to the Lord. And I'll share a couple stories with you quickly here, and then you know we could talk a little bit more about this. I before I got into talk radio, I was making a documentary, and I had decided to start to produce films that weren't music videos or these other type of films, but I worked on a project that would spread devotion to the Mother of God. I did a film that would do that. And when the film was done, I'm telling you what, a demonic outbreak took place. I mean, music composers wanted to sue for music rights. There was coworkers who I worked shoulder to shoulder with that were trying to take the film from me, family members. I mean, you could not believe how aggressive Satan was. And it was a good sign because I knew that that film was going to touch lives. It was going to open eyes. It was going to move hearts. And that film would go on ultimately. And I just prayed. I went to church and I prayed and I put my trust in God. I prayed rosary after rosary. That film went on to be translated into 14 different languages and broadcast worldwide. Just recently, when I was working on my Divine Mercy book, I said to my wife, I said, this is too easy. I was writing this book on Divine Mercy, and it just flowed. I cranked it out. It was just too easy, right? Right before the book was about to be released, there was this great misunderstanding that arose and this great impediment that almost prevented the book from reaching fruition. And I took that as a good sign because St. Faustina, the recipient of our Lord's visions, he told her, he says, the greater and the more beautiful the work, the more violent the storm that rages against it. So if you're going through this right now, I want you to kind of rejoice in it. And it's not fun to go through this. Believe me, I had lots of doubts and I had lots of anxiety and I was going through a difficult time. But God is on your side.
Yeah.
He's bigger than your problems. He's going to help you through this. Just be faithful, all right?
Yes.
All right, and pray. And you know what? We'll pray with you. Let's pray together right now. You want to pray, Roberto? Pray for your situation?
Yeah, that would make me feel a lot better, to be honest with you.
All right, and I'll tell you what's happening right now. It's not just me. You're praying with the country and people all around the world. So, you know, you're worried about your relationship having to be broken up, too, that you're not going to be with your girlfriend, your spouse, or whoever it is. Is that what you're worried about?
Yeah, I mean, I'm engaged with her. I just recently met her, but I feel like I've met her for a reason, so
yeah.
We both have. The reason why I've got my faith in God now is because of her.
Great. Well, you know what? Here's the deal, brother. Why don't you guys go to find a really good church, find a good Catholic church somewhere, and go talk to the priest. They have all these, you know, quite often pre-Cana classes they call them. But why don't you talk to somebody and say, hey, look, we're struggling in these areas. We love each other. I want to come into the faith. You know, these issues are coming, and just get a little counsel, a little support there. It would be great. She would love it, and it'll be good for you. But let's pray for you right now, all right? Let's pray. Let's just ask the Lord. Lord, I give you Roberto, and I unite to everyone who's listening right now, wherever they may be. And this man is struggling, and you are calling him into a closer relationship with you right now. I pray for his relationship, if it's meant to be, that you strengthen that. And if they're to enter into that beautiful sacrament of marriage, that the bonds of that remain forever firm and strong. And I pray right now the great prayer to St. Michael. I'm going to pray for any infernal enemy, any adversary, any dark or demonic spirit that's trying to take you from Christ or from that relationship, Roberto. And I'm going to pray this prayer that was written by Pope Leo XIII after he had a vision of a conversation between God and Satan. And it's a powerful prayer. It used to be prayed after Mass all the time. We'll pray for your protection. Lord, I give you this soul. We turn to you, St. Michael, as we pray. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. And I'll pray one final prayer for you. This is Our Lady. Take your relationship and trust it to her Immaculate Heart. We'll pray the Memorare together for this, for you, and for this pledge drive. Remember, most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you we come, before you we stand, sinful, sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Roberto, I'm going to continue to pray for you, okay? I know a lot of others are as well. You hang in there. And we're here for you anytime. You can call this program or any program. We'd love to help you in that difficult time, okay? All right. I think I might have lost him there. bad signal. Pray for him, too, if you could. And Roberto, just stay in touch with us, all right? You keep in touch. You let us know how things work out. I sit back. None of this program is scripted, right? It's just absolutely raw. I open the mic. My colleague Patrick does. John does. You know, Gail, you, Father Rocky, you name it. We open the mic. We don't know what's coming across. It's the beauty of talk radio. It's real, right? It's not like television where everything's a soundbite and, who's coming up next. And you never know also who you're reaching through these airwaves. And that's what's so cool, because I really think God has brought Relevant Radio forward. I think it's such an anomaly. It's such a unique apostolate that God would bring forth this ministry to be a conduit of truth, to be an instrument for teaching the faith, a mechanism in which somebody who's lost or confused or desperate or alone can find a spiritual family. And to have somebody to pray with them. I mean, again, I said a little bit earlier, what network are you going to find where you can pray on the air, whether it's the chaplet or the rosary or whether it's with Roberto like that? And I know there was a ton of prayer that man was just washed over. And so you made that possible. And I really want to thank you. If you listen to this program, I'm grateful for your support of the apostle. I have to take a short break, but if you could, when I take this break, maybe make a pledge, help us. We're in a pledge drive. We come to you four times a year. We're listener-supported Catholic talk radio. We're here for you. We're here for Roberto. We're here for so many souls who will never call in, but whose lives have been profoundly impacted. You can donate at 877-291-0123 and do it for men like Roberto. Do it for those who Christ is calling into a closer relationship with him. That's 877-291-0123, or by going online to relevantradio.com or by using your mobile app. God will bless you. He's going to take your financial sacrifice, your gift, that offering, and he's going to touch lives. Lives that you'll hear who call in. Lives that we'll never know until we stand before God.
Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
John Morales.
You know, one of the reasons why I came back to Relevant Radio after making documentaries and films was an email that I received way back in the day from a woman. It's an email that I still have. She wrote, "I used to hear you on Relevant Radio during the very formative stages of my growing interest in the Catholic faith, and you made such a difference in my life. I thank God I was listening one morning when you were reading the sixth chapter of John. I had never in my Protestant life heard that chapter read with such meaning. It was simply not part of my worldview. After what you read, I was never the same. I miss hearing you on Relevant Radio." And that's part of the motivation for coming back, because we can make a difference in people's lives. My hero, St. John Paul the Great, used to say, "It's not enough to know Christ. We must introduce him to others."
How has Relevant Radio impacted your life? Make a tax-deductible donation now on the Relevant Radio website or app.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for your support, reaching out and responding all week long. This is day four of our summer pledge drive. Before you know it, we'll be staring down the last few minutes of the pledge drive. That'll be exactly one day from today. We'll be down to the last 14 minutes of our pledge drive. Don't wait until tomorrow. Take advantage of today and seize this moment with our partnership challenge underway. Anything you give us will be matched 100%. So log on before you close out your workday. Log online right now at relevantradio.com and join the people from all around the country who have been made a pledge this past hour, like Diana on the West Coast, Elk Grove, California, $250 pledge becomes $500. Andrew in Brooklyn, New York, thank you on the East Coast. Your $100 pledge is now $200. And up in Maplewood, Minnesota, a $50 pledge from David, $50 becomes $100. Thank you, David. You're making a difference in people's lives. This isn't just about keeping the station on for yourself. It's so that others might hear the gospel message, so that others might find hope with the guests that Drew has on every day, so that others, more people, will join us and pray every night all across the country with the Family Rosary across America. It's up to you. We want you to reach out and respond right now.
And you can do that very simply by going to relevantradio.com. Okay, relevantradio.com, or use the mobile app. It's a great way to respond. It's a great way to reach out. It's a great way to touch lives. If you have to, you could call 877-291-0123. But I really want to encourage you to go online. And the reason I say that, and this is limited, you're going to be able to get it today and then tomorrow. If you make your online pledge, we're going to send you a beautiful MP3. Called Bring Them Back. And Patrick Madrid, my colleague here, and Josh Raymond, my other colleague, they sat down and had this wonderful conversation. I should really play some of it for you. It gives you great strategies and insights on how to talk to somebody who may be on that walk back to the Lord or is away from the faith. And I just think it's a treasure. It's for you. You can share it with others. And it's our way of just saying thank you if you go online and make that pledge. But your donation's tax deductible. It'll also be matched dollar for dollar. So please help. We need you. We only have about 14 minutes left in my broadcast today. So pick up that phone and call or make that pledge online at relevantradio.com or on your mobile app.
Do it for Jacob of Nicholasville, Kentucky, who wrote to us and said, thank you and all of you at Relevant Radio for the wonderful work you do. I met my wife and found Relevant Radio while I was a lapsed Catholic for a number of years in college. You've helped me find my way back home. You've helped me grow more in my faith in a few years than I have at any other point in my time. Jacob, thank you for writing to us, and thank you for your prayers and support. 877-291-0123. Make that pledge now at relevantradio.com.
Raise a hallelujah. I'll definitely say hallelujah today, right? Let's do it. I mean, what an unbelievable day. This is perhaps one of the strongest days I've seen. And I've been asking for support for this beautiful ministry probably for 17 years now. We're listener-supported Catholic Talk Radio, and I love it. And I hear testimonies all the time of people who've given to God and how he's given back. There was a story of St. Thomas Aquinas when the Lord appeared to him and said, Thomas, you have written so beautifully. He's one of the greatest minds that we've had in the past 2,000 years, this great doctor of the church, right? He says, you've written so beautifully for me. Name whatever you would have me give to you as a thank you. And think about that. You have the Lord. The Lord said the same thing to Faustina. You know, he loved her so much. I'll create a new world for you, he said. Just name it. What do you want? You know what Thomas said? He says, Lord, I have everything I need. I have everything I need in you, Lord. Faustina said the same thing. Lord, you can make 1,000 worlds for me. All I want is you. And that's the beauty of those who understand a relationship with Christ. And that's where we need to be, right? You can't outgive God. You just cannot outgive God. And God gives back. You know, there's this principle of tithing I was talking about a few moments ago before we got Roberto online. And I want to share with you a quick piece of audio here. And Maggie, open your microphone. Maybe you can set this up. This comes from what, Jackie Angel?
Yeah, she's a personality on Ascension Presents. If you ever watch any of their YouTube videos, she and her husband talk just about married life as Catholics. So she had a great video about really what is tithing and why is it important.
The word tithe means a tenth. And the church doesn't require a percentage of our income, but it is a precept of the church, and it is in canon law, that we, as the Christian faithful, we are required to assist in the needs of the church. It says in canon law, it says, the Christian faithful are obliged to assist with the needs of the church so that the church has what is necessary for divine worship, for apostolic works and works of charity, and for the decent sustenance of ministers. And it's in the catechism as well that even though, you know, we aren't required to give a certain percent, that we are required to give. So a lot of times you hear about our time, our talent, our treasure. That part of tithing is giving our time to the church and giving our talent to the church. But I think the hardest one is treasure. And I know that when I started tithing, and for me, again, when I was 18, I was like, you know what, 10%, every single paycheck I get, I'm going to put 10% aside for God. I mean, my gosh, the government takes twice or three times that much. Tithing is a disposition of the heart. One of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is generosity. So when you are living a life in the Holy Spirit, one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is that you are going to be generous. You are going to be generous with your time, your talent, your treasure. Again, when you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, you're like, I want to give back. Everything is yours anyways, God. Take whatever you want. And again, we aren't required to give 10%, but some people give 50% and some people give 100%. They give everything to God. They take a vow. They take a vow of poverty. There are religious sisters and brothers and priests who say, God, I give you everything, even all my money, and anything I have is just what is shared within the community.
I love that. Well said. You know, Maggie, you worked for Dave Ramsey for a little while for his organization. He's big on tithing, isn't he?
He is. Actually, his whole budget system is set up so that the first item that you prepare for each month is giving.
Wow.
And he recommends that you give to your church, you give to your local charities, and that should be the like one of the first things that you factor in for your budget.
So, you know, I know you got some audio from him, too. What did he have to say about it?
Yeah, awesome. He had a little history here of generosity in the Jewish tradition that makes that culture so vibrant and longstanding.
The book is called Thou Shall Prosper, and it is the thesis of the book is the 10 reasons that Jewish people have had a tendency to prosper beyond the population in every setting that they've ever been in throughout history. And today in America, 3% of the population is Jewish, and 67% of the Forbes 400 is. Yeah, you want to read the book now, huh? Yeah. Yeah. But one of the things, there's 10 things in here, and one of the things is generosity. That it's just part of the rhythm, culturally, religiously, with the folks in the Jewish community, is part of the rhythm of their lives is generosity. And it comes from this, and I love this picture, generosity. It's one of my favorite. As the Sabbath ebbs away each Saturday night, Jewish families prepare for the productive work week ahead by singing the joyful Havdalah service. The Havdalah service is recited over a cup of wine that runs into the saucer beneath. This overflowing cup symbolizes the intention to produce during the week ahead, not only sufficient to fill one's own cup, take care of your own household, but also an excess that will allow overflow for the benefit of others. In other words, I'm obliged to first fill my cup to take care of mine, but then continue earning or pouring, as it were, so that I have sufficient to give away to others. So the principle is, if the cup represents what we spend on ourselves, the principle is your lifestyle should always be less than your income so that there's overflow to be used for the good of others.
I love that. Well said. I love a little bit of the Jewish history. I've got to take a break coming up here in a moment, but let's share there's one more clip that Maggie played for me right before we went to air. Let's share this one too, Maggie. What's this?
This is on why generosity is just important for your spiritual walk.
I love it.
Indira Gandhi said, you can't shake hands with a clenched fist. It's impossible. We are blessed, the Bible says in Genesis, that we might be a blessing. The peace and financial peace actually comes from outrageous generosity. See, what happens is we think of generosity as somehow that was an act. Oh, that person was generous. Look, that was a generous thing they did. Like it's an act. No, generosity is a character quality like integrity or like honesty. It's the way you describe that is a generous person. It is who you are, and it's a series of choices to choose to be that person just like you choose to be a person of integrity. It's a character quality. It's not just an act of giving away money. A generous person is one who holds the door for you. A generous person is one who doesn't take up the entire conversation talking about them. Generous people, as opposed to selfish people and people that are scroogey, right? They are highly attractive. You want to be around them. Not because they're going to give you stuff, but you just want to be around them. They're just likable people. Proverbs says, a generous person will prosper. It says it in the Bible. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. See, what happens is when you give, it moves us from selfish down the spectrum to selfless.
I love that. Absolutely love that. I got to take a short break here. When we come back, you know, I'll be joined by my colleague, Mike Kendall. Is he up right now? Do we have him, Maggie? All right, here we go.
We do.
I know, you play the bumper. It's been a long day here on the Drew Mariani Show.
Hey, Drew, I've been Mike. Here the whole time.
That's great. I hear the bumper playing. Wasn't sure what we were doing. You know how these pledge drives are. You know, you love what Ramsey said, though. You know, when you give, Mike, you move from selfish to selfless. And I think that's so important. Father Rocky always says your anxiety levels decrease and your happiness increases. And it's just so true. It's the way God ordained things. We're called to be God-like, you know, and God is altruistic. He's all-giving. We're called to do the same thing. If you can help right now, we want to invite you to do that. We only have about 5 minutes left, four and a half minutes left, to be honest with you. You can get in at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. Make your tax-deductible pledge. There's a dollar-for-dollar match right now if you take advantage of it.
Yeah, our partners talk about selfless. They not only make a pledge to Relevant Radio, but then they put some extra money on the table to encourage others, and they're more than happy to match you. That makes them happy. That gives them joy that more of their money is going somewhere else than just for themselves. So please step up and take advantage of these partnership challenge dollars right now at relevantradio.com. Every pledge that comes in is multiplied, all right? So let's do this together and close out this hour strong. We are at $26,000 for the hour. I know we can get to $50,000. I know we can do this in the next 4 minutes. Let's do it. Think about all the cars out on the highway right now. Think about the traffic on the Brooklyn-Queens Expressway in New York, or the Kennedy Westbound Expressway in Chicago, or the 405 in Los Angeles. We know they're listening. We know you're out there listening. Hundreds of thousands of people. We just need to hear from 10% of you right now at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123, or even better, at relevantradio.com. If you are not driving, we don't want you online while you're driving. But if you're at your office, a great time to donate would be right now. With 3 minutes on the clock, every dollar is being matched 100%. So reach out and respond.
Yeah, please be as generous as you can. We need you right now. Tomorrow is it. Final hours of the Relevant Radio Pledge Drive. We could use you right now. About 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes remaining in this hour. It's not too late to get in. Call 877-291-0123. Or as Mike said, if you can, if you have a tablet, a phone, or a computer, go online to relevantradio.com. It'll get matched 100%. We're going to send you an MP3 file on how to bring your loved one back. And believe me, you'll be glad you did, okay? God's going to bless you for it. Make that call now.
And think about what Relevant Radio can do that others can't, other media can't do, because we're on the radio. I mean, wouldn't it be great if there was a device that could reach all those people that are out on the highway right now, and it doesn't require the internet or special wires or a premium subscription? That device could reach people while they're alone in their long drive home after a long day of work. Some kind of device that would offer people hope in a world of despair, a device that could give them knowledge that God loves them after a long, hard day at work. Guess what? Relevant Radio is that device. Contribute to it. Be a part of our mission. Help us bring Christ to the world through the media by making that pledge right now. Wherever you are right now, log on to relevantradio.com, reach out and respond, and make a difference for all those souls out in the traffic, out in those traffic jams across the country this afternoon, listening to the Drew Mariani Show. You can make a difference. Call 877-291-0123.
And Michael, it's been a record day, hasn't it? It's been unbelievable giving. I mean, those who listen to Relevant understand the value of it, but it's important. We come to them 4 times a year. You might be new to us. We're listener-supported Catholic talk radio. We need you now. Will you help? 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com or by using the mobile app.
And Drew, thank you for all you do. I feel really good about today. We crossed that $2 million mark while we were on your show today. We had that $100,000 hour today. It was a great afternoon. You have a lot of generous listeners, Drew.
The best. I am so grateful for them. Thank you for allowing me to be part of your afternoon. Look, it's not too late to get in. Cale Clark is coming up. You've got Timory following that and the Rosary with Father Rocky. Please make your pledge if you can. In the meantime, please pray for us. We promise to pray for you. Remember how much God loves you. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. We'll bring it home. Talk to you then.